Girl, did you see that picture of me wearing our merch?
Yes, of course I did. You looked amazing. Simply amazing.
Oh my God, that was so... That was amazing. I love it. Oh my God. I know. And did you notice I was holding up Supergirl on the cup for you?
Oh, thank you. Yes. I love her so much. So, so much.
You know what's funny is I'm... So, you know, like when you go to the movie theater and they have those like specials where you can get like the special cup and the special bucket?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I get that every goddamn time I go to the movie theater.
Wow, I love this for you.
Priorities. I have so freaking many of them. I like literally have so many of them. And the funny thing is this, like the last couple ones I got, I didn't get them for the movie. Like I haven't even seen the movies. I was just like, oh, there's a special. Give me that. Like I'm going to see, I went to see Little Mermaid twice because it was that good. Nice. And each time I got... First one, I got the Spider-Man, and the second one, I got the Flash. So, there you go.
I love that for you. It should have been only Supergirl on the buckets, though, because she's the only one that matters. Anyway.
That is... Well, I mean, I do love Michael Keaton Batman. I think he is definitely...
Fine. He can have one side. He gets one side.
Yeah, Ezra Miller can choke. So, anyway. Hi, guys! Welcome to our super positive positivity podcast, where we talk about how people can choke. Simply amazing. It is the Nightcrawler podcast for Nightcrawler fans and for people who don't care about Nightcrawler, but like literally there's not a single person on this earth who does not like Nightcrawler. Let's be real.
Literally, I've never heard anybody say that they don't like him in Minto or that they hate him. Never heard it.
No, I think it's like actually the way it works is like you either love him or like are indifferent to him. Like you can't dislike him because he's just such a great character, right?
It's true.
Yeah, well, I'm Lisa, a.k.a. the OG Nocturne, and of course I've got the fabulous, wearing her work clothes today. She works hard for her money.
So, you know, it's a thing. We all have to do it. It's a struggle. But yes, well, I'm here. I'm queer. Let's do this, because Lisa decided, full disclosure, Lisa texted me and was like, hey, Lauren, our next episode, I have a hot take. And I was like, okay, great. Thinking, you know, maybe she would tell me more. No, I know nothing about what we're talking about. Lisa knows everything. So you guys are getting this with no preparation from me, at least.
So this is a hot take I have in regards to a fan casting for Nightcrawler. It's who I think would have been the best person to play Nightcrawler had they had the opportunity. Yes. This is who I think is the perfect Nightcrawler cast, right? Before I mention, say who it is, and this could be something that, I don't know, Lauren can have very strong feelings about this because this person is very, very entrenched in superhero lore. So, but I stand by my decision that this person should have played Nightcrawler, although they will never, ever play. They will never, ever, ever be any other role than the role that they already played as a superhero. So do you have any idea who I might be talking about?
I have one guess, but I feel like that's too obvious. I feel like I don't know if you're actually being obvious with this one or if you're surprising me. So I'm not going to say it.
No, I am. I think I am being pretty obvious. So go ahead. What's your guess?
Well, my thinking is if Andrew Garfield could have played him, that would have made my entire existence. I think he would have been a brilliant casting, even though I did love him as Spider-Man as well. So, you know.
Yes. So here's the thing. Andrew Garfield is nowhere near the level of what this guy I'm talking about. Number one. Number two, Andrew Garfield is still definitely on my list for like the guys to play Nightcrawler. I think he'd be great at it. I don't think it's impossible for him to take it on though. I don't think it's impossible for him to, play Nightcrawler because I think there's a lot of crisscross between Nightcrawler and Spider-Man, and because of the multiverse and everything, you know, like we've already kind of experienced that kind of multiverse-esque things because I mean, Chris Evans, let's be real. He was the Human Torch before he was, and granted it was a different it's a different timeline, different whatever, because it's different companies, la la la. But like, he was the Human Torch, and then he came back to play Captain America. So, and you know, we don't know where Andrew Garfield's going with Spider-Man at this point. Like, it's kind of feeling like that he might be done, like they might be done with him and Spider-Man, but you never know. He could come back. They could do another amazing Spider-Man movie, which I would not be against. I love Tom Holland, but I just Andrew Garfield makes me feel things. So
no, he's Spider-Man for me, but that's another take for another podcast.
That is, we should do an entire episode about Andrew Garfield. We really should talk about every single thing we've ever seen him in.
We know he's our celebrity listener this week. So
he is our celebrity listener. Hey, Andrew. Hey, girl. Hey, what do you like, Andy, or do you like Drew? What do you prefer?
I don't think he likes either.
No, you know what's funny? You know what's funny is all these actors have their names that they are credited with, but that doesn't necessarily mean that's what they go by when you know them. Because I know for a fact that Elizabeth Olsen goes by Lizzie, because I've heard it from a bunch of people who know her personally or have met her personally that like she goes by Lizzie. Mm-hmm. So he could be an Andy, or he could be a Drew, or he could be a Andrew. I don't know.
Whatever makes him happy. Andrew, we will do whatever you want.
Yes, Andrew, call us. Let us know. This is very important. We need to get this taken care of. Literally, lives depend on it. So please, don't
it's
let us
for
know,
the
Andrew.
Simply amazing record keepings. These record keepings are very important. They need to be taken care of ASAP.
Exactly. Okay. So we have gone a long time without me even revealing who I believe is the.
God, perfect. Lisa, you're keeping us on the edge.
I know. All right. Dun, 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 dun. The perfect person to play Nightcrawler, who will never ever play Nightcrawler because he's already been a Marvel superhero for over 20 years, is Hugh Jackman.
I can't disagree with that more. It's just like,
girl, you are
only is he even a gymnast, first of all?
Girl, okay, you are only thinking of Hugh Jackman as Wolverine. You need to broaden your Hugh Jackman horizon.
I know about his Broadway and all this stuff. I am aware of those things. Is he a gymnast? Because here's the thing. His body type, and yes, like his normal body isn't the same as how he is jacked up for Wolverine. Completely true. However, he is not the leaner, more nimble that is Kurt. Like his body does not move like Kurt's.
Okay, so I saw him on Broadway in, by the way, there was a storm happening outside, so you might hear some thunder and lightning as this goes, and hopefully I don't lose power. But, okay, I saw him on Broadway in The Music Man. He is a phenomenal dancer. Phenomenal dancer. Mm-hmm. And here's the thing. My reasoning for Hugh Jackman, and here's the thing. First of all, Hugh Jackman has been Wolverine for over 20 years. There is no way you can put him in another Marvel outfit, another Marvel character, and like move forward with it. It's just never going to happen. So number one. Number two, at this point, he's too old to really be playing any kind of like introduced as a new character into, the MCU, because like he can still get away with playing Wolverine because he's played it for so long and it's kind of ingrained in him. But mm-hmm. if you're talking about I want whoever's going to play the next Nightcrawler to play him for a while to be able to sink his teeth into it and like actually, play him for a couple of movies, not just a one-time thing like we've had before. So those are reasons he'll never do it. However, I'm going to list why I believe he is perfect. And I think you're going to agree with me by the time I'm done.
Okay. Hit me.
Okay. Number one, it's the Broadway thing. He is a performer. He is a massive performer. Like, and the thing is, he's not afraid to ham it up. Like when I saw him in The Music Man, he was so good. His dancing skills are unbelievable. And he's just very good at what he does. So he's a performer. He's a great performer. He's very, very talented. And that part of, and he's also very like, he can be very like debonair. He's got that like debonair air to him. So that's the number one about Kurt, that he could play as Kurt, right? Number two, now this is not something that's canon. This is something that's more of a fanon thing, but I need you to, I think that most Nightcrawler fans would agree that Kurt is a wife man. Like whoever Kurt's married to is like the number one thing in his entire life. And like, he just can't help but talk about how happy he is and how much he loves his spouse, right? Mm-hmm. Would you agree?
Yeah.
That is 100% how Hugh Jackman is about his wife, who is his age. He's not one of those actors who went and married some, you know, or I mean, nothing wrong with like marrying younger, but like he's not one of those actors like dating young models. He's been married to his wife. I'm looking this up now because I need to get these facts. He's been married to his wife for, they got married in 1996. They've been married since before he actually like became really famous. And she was a muse, and she's like, she's his age, and she was a makeup artist that worked with him on movies and stuff. So that's how he met her. So total wife man, that's what Kurt is too. That's number two. Number three, I mean, he's already been in a movie that involves a circus.
Yeah, but he wasn't doing all the crazy stunts in it.
No, he wasn't. But we know he can do crazy stunts because he was Wolverine.
Correct. But I'm still not convinced that he could move the way Kurt is. Because everything you're saying makes sense, even though, like, an actor's personal life doesn't necessarily have to be the same as the character to play. But you're right. I see the picture you're painting, and it actually makes a lot of sense logically. But I just... It's very hard to see that, like you said, because we know him so much as Wolverine. However, I do really like this in the fact for the Logart shippers, because the guy who's played Wolverine forever is who you are fan casting in the past, essentially, as his other half to some fans, Kurt. So I think that's very interesting how one actor you're arguing can play both and play them both incredibly well. I have no doubt that Hugh Jackman could do it. Like technically do it, and then, you know, you always have, you know, the stunt people do what they do anyway. But I still don't think it's the image that matches him the best. Plus, have we heard him do a German accent? That seems so weird to me. I'm sure he's done it. You know, he's done so much, but like that sounds terrifying.
it is not hard to be trained to do an accent. That is like the least of my concerns. I mean, forget and like and listen, and you know what? Cody Smith McPhee, who played Kurt, oh my God, that was a lot of thunder. Cody Smith McPhee, who played Kurt, had a German accent, and he's also Australian. He's Australian as well as Hugh Jackman. There you go. That's another reason. Because I don't know why there's so many Australians, but yeah.
Well, maybe because Australians exist. Like, what the world? But no, I see what you're saying. You actually, it's an argument I would have never thought of, but you do make a lot of sense in terms of maybe back then. But again, like he, just the physicality, and I know I'm being nitpicky, but the physicality is killing me. And that is so important for Kurt. That's the thing. Other characters, the physicality isn't as big of a deal, you know? Like if you're in a rom-com or something, unless you're doing a specific crazy stunt, who cares? But like for Kurt, I mean, he has to be like crawling up walls and crawling on ceilings and jumping and spinning and flipping and stuff. And as fit as Hugh Jackman is and has been, whether he's doing Wolverine or not, like, I don't know. Maybe he could do it though. I would be interested to see it, but like you said, we never will now, because now you've piqued my interest. Like, huh, you're right. It is very controversial, but you make great points.
Thank you. Thank you. That's what I do. I say things and I make great points. That's what I do.
I mean, you just listen, I think you also just want to see Hugh Jackman with a tail running around.
I mean, I just want to see Hugh Jackman, period. He's on my list of like, I have like a list of unproblematic men that I just absolutely love. And I just, that, and there's certain ones where it would absolutely break my heart if something came out about them. And he's one of them.
Yeah.
Oh, it would break my heart if something came out that Hugh Jackman wasn't what he said.
If he did something and it came out.
Exactly. So, yeah, I love him. Chris Hemsworth is another one. I'm pretty sure he's, you know what my thing with men is, I'm realizing, because literally, okay, this is a total aside and this is about me. So whatever, if you want to listen to it, but the very next person I was going to mention in my list of like unproblematic men that I love that, or just men that I absolutely love that are on my list was Kurt Russell. And all three of them, I can pinpoint exactly why I'm like, I love this person so much. all three of them have been married to their wives forever. Have been with the same woman forever. And I'm like, that is so rare in Hollywood. Kudos to them.
I mean, it's rare in general, but I mean, it's even more rare to be with somebody for that long and still, you know, have at least intimate feelings for that person rather than, oh, it's just for business or, well, it's a pain in the butt to get divorced. We're not doing that. So yeah, that is really nice.
Yeah. I don't know. But anyway, that was just a little aside. So
as right, long Lauren. As you don't like the other Hemsworth, because he is stupid.
I mean, girl, I know you're saying that because you're a Miley fan. So
no, he's a cheater. Get out instantly. Whether it's Miley or not, I'm obviously more defensive, but he can get out.
What about the third Hemsworth brother?
Oh, I have no feelings about him. He's whatever. That's fine.
He's fine. He's like in the MCU now. He's an Asgardian. So
yeah, you can like him. Listen, it's not on the brothers that their other brother fucked up. That's not on them. I can recognize and it's
like,
that.
You know, like when you fuck around, you should not fuck around with women who are going to make songs about it because, like, just learn your lesson, guys.
Even if legally they can't talk about it, they're going to make songs about it without saying your name and you're going to fuck around and find out.
Exactly. Well, anyway. All right, Lauren. So why don't we do this? Why don't you tell me who, other than Andrew Garfield, who would you like to see play Kurt?
I have no other fan cast because I don't think, I mean, maybe I've seen someone that could play Kurt, but I can't tell you that I've seen the perfect Kurt yet. Like, here's the thing. I miss when we could just wait around and find out somebody was playing somebody. You know what I mean? Like, when it's already been done, when the movie's about to come out, you see the trailer, you find out who's in it, and you're like, oh, they're in that, cool. Or you don't know who they are, but the trailer looks good, so you go see the theater, and if the film was good and they did good in it, you start liking that actor or whoever, right? Like, I think it's somebody out there that isn't a huge name. Like, that's the problem with fan casting too, is fan casting. Wow, oh, that thunder's not liking me right now. That thunder's like, bad take, boring, get out.
Holy cow. And it keeps going.
It's insane. And also, you had all this blue light on your face, Lisa. Like, the power of Kurt was upon you.
That's it. Exactly. That was just God disagreeing with you, Lauren.
It was. But yeah, like, I think of somebody, I want somebody that is, you know, that isn't a huge name. I mean, that's kind of why I want in general, though, in these roles. Like, that's why I don't like fan casting as much because, you know, it lends itself to who do we know in Hollywood, right? And we typically know the big names. We don't know the smaller names unless you're in the industry or you really pay attention to this stuff or watch really niche movies. But so,
no, that's a really good point. And I agree. I think that the best person to play Kurt would be a no name, somebody just kind of coming up into everything. And the other thing that happens with like really big, big names is that a really big name is able to call like certain shots. And I think the perfect example of casting a big name and it did not help like the actual story and the movies was Jennifer Lawrence as Mystique.
Yeah, that backfired so hard. I mean, they really thought that was a slam dunk. And I will be honest, I was a fan of her at the time, like from the Hunger Games forward. I did enjoy her stuff. I liked her in Silver Linings Playbook. I still think she's talented. She just blew up too quickly and they started trying to use her too much. And it's like a song you can't stand hearing on the radio anymore. It gets old real quick. But yeah, like that, man, she didn't want to be there, man. Like, she should have taken that, man. I mean, shit.
Well, you know, the problem was that they signed her, like she signed into like a certain number of movie agreement with the studio, right? And then almost the very next Oscars after she signed on after they finished filming X-Men, she won an Oscar and she became like the it girl.
Boom.
And
yeah.
The big problem with that is how do you have the most popular girl in Hollywood play our movie's villain? Like, and that's why Mystique went through that whole transformation to like a good guy. Mainly because they were like, we can't have she's like everybody's favorite person and she's going to play the person that you're supposed to root against. So like the most villainous Mystique is in Days of Future Past. But even then it's like, she's not really you know, it's she's not a villain to the extent of, you know, like, you know, several like Apocalypse or one of the, you know, those kind of villains.
Yeah, I mean, well, and that's a problem that's been happening a lot lately in terms of like Venom, for example, that film, which I enjoyed the first one a lot. Didn't care for a second. First one was fun, though. But Venom is a bad guy, right? Or at least used to be. Now, even in the comics, Venom, Eddie Brock is more on the good side. And so, like, they had to switch it so that, like, somehow they can make them kind of good. And then they're trying, like, to make this, like, Kraven the Hunter film that's supposed to come out this year, I think. But he's a straight-up bad guy. Like, he's a dick. He is just, like, we don't like that fucker. But they're trying, they're going to probably find some way to try and make his, I'm like, why? Like, if you're going to make a movie about bad guy, just let him be bad. Dang.
I am so sorry. I don't know if you can see this, Lauren. My dog literally just jumped up on the couch next to me. She is freaking out. Poor puppy.
Oh, Daisy May. It's okay, out. Daisy May. The power is simply amazing. We'll save you.
Like, I literally, like, she jumped into this tiny little spot between me, between me and the armrest on my couch. Like, she barely fits. She, like, just fits. Anyway, I want to talk about Kraven for a second, because how are they going to have Pietro play Kraven?
I mean, they just don't care because they killed him. They killed him after like 10 minutes of screen time or whatever. Like, bye. Yeah,
here's how I'll accept it. Bring back Evan Peters to play Pietro in the MCU. I know they made that boner joke in WandaVision, but...
I mean, but just like you said, like, I mean, Chris Evans was Human Torch, and even though, like, that was still separate, and, I mean, that's how they can do it. Kraven the Hunter is Sony. You know, Marvel works with Sony, but it's a Sony film with the Sony Spider-Man stuff. So, like, that's how they're getting away with it, too. Like, it's a whole separate thing, even as the current MCU exists. But, yeah, I think they should bring back Evan Peters as Quicksilver, and let Pietro and Wanda be siblings and Magneto's children. Thank you. I'm done.
Yes. Okay. On this note, there's that What If coming out. Like, what if Spider-Man and the Scarlet Witch were siblings?
Yeah. What the heck?
I mean, who cares? Like, who asked for that? Why? And, like, why would you even, like, it feels like such a, okay, so who are the hot characters right now? Oh, Spider-Man's really hot because of Spider-Verse. And, like, Wanda's been really hot lately because of all that shit going on. Let's, like, just put them in a comic book together. It makes no sense, because the two things, and I said this to you when we texted about it, the two things that are, like, the things that make those characters so special and so important are, number one, it's that Spider-Man's an orphan. It's just him and his aunt and uncle. You know what I mean? It's, like, that's what it's supposed to be about. If he had a sister, it's, like, weird. You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of fan fiction where people will, like, throw in a random sibling, like, back during X-Men Evolution days, this was a common trope in fan fiction, was like, oh my God, Kurt has a sister who just showed up, or like, you know, like Rogue has an extra brother. And it's just like, these are stupid. No, like we don't need it. And also Wanda needs Pietro. Wanda and Pietro belong together.
Right.
All right. Yeah. I'm going to call it officially because it is getting so stormy right now and Daisy is freaking the hell out. But guys, thank you all so much for coming and listening to another episode of Simply Amazing. Lauren, tell them where they can find you.
Yes, you guys can find me on Twitter at @FriendlyMBHDBI. You can check out our Twitter at SimplyAM. Is it AMZINGPOD? Because
yes, Twitter characters. That's it.
Yeah. So that's Simply AM. AMZINGPOD. You can check our website, Simply Amazing. Is it simplyamazingpod.com?
It is simplyamazingpod.com. Very good, girl.
Perfect. Exactly. See, guys, this is why I have bookmarks on my computer, because my brain is neon. But yeah, check out those links. Have a blast with everything there. Let us know what you think in terms of who you would like to see fan cast as Kurt, especially if you have people that aren't big names in Hollywood. I would love to hear those pitches.
Yeah, I want to hear what you guys think, who you think could play Kurt. I mean, it's gonna be cast in the next couple of years. We're going to have an answer. So, I mean, like, there's a person out there who will be the next Kurt, and I want to know who it is. And if you're out there and you think you're going to be the next Kurt, probably not, but it's okay, because you're still simply amazing.